motherhood, and parenting more generally, is about nurturing new life, but it is also about letting go, about permitting freedom. And as we reflect on this, we might start to notice some parallels with the Christian understanding of God and the world. For God, as creator, lavishes creation with love and care, providing us not only with the material necessities of life, but also with a capacity for love, for understanding, for the appreciation of beauty. God provides us with the capacity for relationship with God. But like the mother waving goodbye at the school gate, God also gives us the freedom to go our own way. Sometimes in the face of the evil of the world, we may reproach God for that. We might wish we didn't have that freedom. We might wish for an overprotective God, micromanaging every aspect of life. We might reproach God for giving us a freedom we cannot handle. But even when a parent learns the necessity of letting go, of retreating a little, of permitting their child the freedom to grow and make mistakes and take responsibility for their own life, even then, the parent is still interested and concerned and ready to be actively involved in the child's life when they are needed. So too, God has given us freedom, but he has not totally abandoned us to our own devices. For in Jesus, God has intervened radically and decisively in the world, but in a way that preserves our freedom. God's answer to our misuse of our freedom is not to take on the role of a cosmic tyrant. God's answer is not to take away the freedom we misuse. God's answer, rather, is to come to us in humility, even in weakness, in the person of Jesus, who in turn entrusts his disciples, entrusts us gathered here today, with continuing his work and his mission. So let us be grateful to our mothers for giving us life and for giving us freedom, sometimes reluctantly, sometimes willingly, but often at significant personal cost. Let us be grateful, too, for the papyrus baskets they make for us, plastered with pitch and bitumen, even if they are sometimes a little less than watertight. Let us be grateful for the baskets of love and teaching and care they gave to us to help us through the deep waters we often found ourselves in. And let us thank God for giving us life and for giving us freedom. And let us thank God too for the baskets God has made for us, for the grace-filled signs of God's love entrusted to the church in its ministry of word and sacrament and service. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.